Hi, this is Pastor Bill bringing you another News in Focus. This one can be found on personalliberty.com. And it was posted on August 27th by Sam Rowley. And it says, basically, if officials say hundreds of Americans have joined Islamic State terror group as it gains a disturbing amount of Western support. After confirmation that an American man was killed Tuesday fighting alongside IS fighters in Syria, there is widespread speculation among law enforcement and intelligence officials that the terror group has radicalized at least hundreds of other Americans. While Douglas MacArthur McCain, the dead American jihadist identified this week, isn't the first person with a U.S. passport to be killed fighting with Islamist militants, he is believed to be the first American proven to have been radicalized specifically by Islamic State propaganda. Okay, so in other words, he seems like a pretty normal guy, and it seems like the IS propaganda has turned him. I mean, he does have a pretty common name, you know, Douglas MacArthur McCain. And there's a picture of him on this article here for you on the sermon audio recording. Reports indicate that McCain had come under government scrutiny in recent months for being a possible Islamic State sympathizer. CNN said U.S. counterterrorism investigators have been looking into McCain's activities for some time before his death, one U.S. official said. He was on a list of Americans who were believed to have joined militant groups and who would be stopped and subjected to additional scrutiny if he traveled, according to the official. Retired U.S. Army Brigadier General Mark Kimmett, who had top roles in the State and Defense Departments than President George W. Bush's administration, said he expects more stories like McCain's. Now, get this now. There are Americans fighting and dying in an Islamic holy war in the Middle East. An Islamic holy war, by the way, that is responsible for the death of American journalists. Okay? There's also pictures here of an IS flag, you know, in front of a camera in front of the White House, and another one in front of another federal building in Washington, D.C. Indeed, government officials have said that they are working to gather intelligence on at least 300 Americans believed to be fighting with IS terrorists in Iraq and Syria. We know there are several hundred American passport holders running around with ISIS in Syria or Iraq, said an unidentified senior U.S. official quoted by the Washington Times. It's hard to tell whether or not they're in Syria or moved to Iraq. Islamic State terrorists have ambitiously attempted to recruit Western sympathizers through social media messaging and the distribution of violent yet well-produced online videos which portray their depraved human rights abuses as an action-packed adventure on the road to martyrdom. It was recently reported that the terror group had even attempted to capitalize on the civil unrest in Ferguson, Missouri, in an effort to gain U.S. support. Their group has also claimed that it has a heavy presence in the U.S., recently posting a picture of the Islamic State flag in front of the White House to Twitter. Another post on the social networking site featured the flag in front of the Chicago high-rise, along with the message, "We are in your state, we are in your cities, we are in your streets, you are our goals anywhere." According to the results of the recent post, support for the terror group is likely on the rise through the Western world. Conducted on behalf of the Russian news agency, Russia Segedinia by ICM found that among people in Great Britain, France, and Germany, 2% say they have a favorable view of Islamic State, and 7% say they have a somewhat favorable view of the group. In France, which has a large Muslim population, 16% of those surveyed say they support the ISIS. Think about it, friends. In a European country, a Western European country, one out of every six persons is in support of the ISIS. That's among people aged 18 to 24 in the country. That's among people age 18 to 24, the number jumps to more than 1 in 4, 27%. Think about it. They support horrible, human rights depraved genocide. They support that. 27% between the ages 18 and 24 in France. A French correspondent for Newsweek said the results were unsurprising. This is the ideology of young French Muslims from immigrant backgrounds, Anne Elizabeth Moudet said, unemployed to the tune of 40%, who have been deluged by satellite TV and internet propaganda. Now think about it. Two out of every five of these 18 to 24-year-olds in France are unemployed. Two in five, 40%. And so among them, more than one in four, 27%, believe that the ISIS is doing an honorable thing. 2% in Germany, 2% in France, 2% in, or excuse me, 2% in Britain. And this is not a good thing. And what do we do in America? Well, we have a hard time protecting our borders. We are soft on crime. We let terrorists go free. And we make much of the news agencies are absolutely sensational, and they lust, they crave temptation. Well, what do we do in view of the Word of God, in view of God's Word? How do we see this? What is God's perspective on this? Well, you know, Ecclesiastes 8:11 says that when you are tardy in exercising judgment, it causes the wicked to mock. Okay, and so we are not surprised in a world where judges legislate instead of enforce legislation. We're not surprised when we have a president that's foreign policy is so disjointed that no one even talks to him anymore before they make internationally salient decisions from other countries. You'd rather put a queer flag above embassies instead of going over and spiking the football on a country that allows terrorists to take over our embassy. You see, no one fears America anymore because America quit fearing God. Okay, so when we start walking softly, attending church on the Lord's Day and carrying a big stick, maybe God will turn his ear toward us. Until then, believers, remember, your citizenship is in heaven. Philippians 3:20. We hope America turns around. We're praying for revival. We're desperate for God to do a work in the churches of America. But ultimately, we need to remember that God is not American. Thanks. This is Pastor Bill. Thanks for listening.